Currently, we have 27 members, and we're staffed with two people around the clock. The history of the fire department started off as a volunteer department. Numerous years ago, we passed a small levy, and we had two people staffing it from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then over the years, that's slowly grown. It went to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., then 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. And now for a couple of years, we've been around the clock. Our call volume has been growing. Just as little as 4 or 5 years ago, we were running maybe 400 runs a year. We're probably approaching 800 runs this year. We do run two advanced life support ambulances. And like many fire departments, the majority of our calls are ambulance calls, probably about 80 to 82% of those. So we like to have people on staff and ready to respond to those emergencies. Back in the previous days, shall I say, because I don't want to date myself.
go ahead.
You had people who lived in the township that were on the department, and they were your volunteers that came in. We all carried pagers. When it went off, you'd stop whatever you were doing, went to the station, grabbed the fire trucks or the ambulance or whatever was needed, and you went out and handled that.
They had their own bucket. Back then?
We may or may not have been issued those back then. At any rate, just the changing of the time. So many people are already working two or three jobs. For us to hire somebody and send them to school right now, I need them to commit almost a year of their life to just going to school, to fire school, to basic EMT school. If they want to move up through advanced EMT or through paramedic school, you're talking a lot of time, and it's really, really rough on a family when somebody is gone that much. So our best bets when they come in, when they're younger, fresh out of school, they're not tied down with a wife and children and things like that, or in a lot of cases with a husband and children. We do have some females on the department, and you know, I cherish each one of them. They bring a dynamic to it that is really good. But because of the change of the times, we've had to go out further and further, as many township fire departments have. Most of my members don't live in Elyria Township. That's why we have people on duty and scheduled around the clock to handle these calls. So, but for right now, we do have the two on duty, and we're hoping to expand that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I think we were going to talk a little bit about this at the end, and we can circle back to it too. But you do have an important levy on the ballot coming up for renewal, but also for additional services, correct?
That is correct. Issue 27, which is the renewal. Issue 28 is an additional one.
Yeah, and talk to us a little bit about, most people understand renewals, and especially when it comes to safety services. Obviously, you want to keep the services that you have. But when you talk about adding, sometimes, you know, that might involve new equipment. It might involve personnel. How does this work for you guys in November?
Okay, first off, let me correct that. I'm sorry, I said renewal. It's actually a replacement.
I see.
That will just, same millage, just at today's current valuation. Mm-hmm. That brings in a certain amount of money that we use for payroll for the fellows on the department and the ladies on the department, and also equipment, things of that nature.
We've come to the point where we need that third person to assist. So the additional is to add a third person around the clock 24/7. So we'll have three firefighter, EMT, or paramedics on station around the clock. And that gives us the capability to respond. If we have a structure fire in the township, we can have two go in, one can run the pump. Or unfortunately, if we have a really bad emergency medical situation, that extra set of hands in the back of the truck makes a monstrous difference.
Yeah, especially if you're, as you described, servicing so many more calls per year. You said double what you were accustomed to.
That's correct. The call volume's gone up. It's gone up for many reasons. Last year, we had a slight dip in our call volume due to COVID, and nobody wanted to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. This year, it seems like every time somebody has a little trouble breathing, they're calling. Everybody wants to go to the hospital. Also, the dynamics of our types of departments, and even with Elyria Fire, per se, is we have to help each other out. Mm-hmm. We do run calls outside of Elyria Township. I've run calls into Sheffield Township, into the city of Elyria. We've been into the city of Lorain. We've been to Amherst Township. You know, if they call, you go. It's that simple. We have a great mutual aid agreement with everybody around us in the county. So it's, like I said, it's just, it's a different world. the biggest thing with us is that third person does make a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I mean, we know from the school district side, the township is just growing by leaps and bounds. I know there's a new development that's in process that we're expecting a lot of new families from here in Elyria Township. And so that's a good problem to have, but you definitely need the personnel in place to service those calls when they come in.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about, I don't know how many people are familiar with the way fire departments respond. You mentioned mutual aid. How does that work?
Mutual aid is to make sure you have enough resources coming to a particular type of call. And it's also to give you the needed backup if you're already tied up on calls. An example would be, here we are at the Board of Education. If there was a reported structure fire here right now, not only would you get Elyria Township Fire, you're also going to get Elyria Fire, Sheffield Township Fire, Amherst Fire, and Sheffield Village Fire, all on that first alarm assignment. They're all sending resources. And that way I have plenty of manpower coming, plenty of equipment coming, and hopefully the incident is something that's very minor and we can cancel the mutual aid, then go back to their regular jurisdictions to handle those. But if it is something that we need the help for, then it's going to be here right on our heels. And we provide that back to those agencies as well.
Now, what would dictate that? Is it the call or the location, since it's a school, or is it because it's a structured fire?
The nature code of structure fire is what would set that off.
Okay.
If somebody calls 911 and says, I want to report a structure fire, and we have this building built in many ways at 911. It's called a common name. So when they don't even need the address. If somebody here knows the address, 42101 Griswold Road, great. They type it in, away we go. They could say Elyria Board of Education. They type that in. It'll automatically pre-populate with the address, the jurisdiction, who the law enforcement is, who the ambulance service is, who the fire service is. They could put in Elyria West High School from years ago. It's still going to populate. You can have numerous common names for a certain address. So the way it works out is with the nature code, that's up to the individual fire chiefs of all the jurisdictions to build those out. If they say structure fire, you're going to get all of that. If it just came in as we have an activated fire alarm, you're not going to get all that. You're just going to get our fire department to begin with. We're going to come and check, see what's going on. If it turns out to be something else, at that point, we would call dispatch and say, activate my Mavis box first alarm assignment, and then they will send all the rest of that. And those are constantly changing in every fire jurisdiction. Fire chiefs are always looking at that, saying, okay, maybe I need to tweak this here or move that there. So, and it's the same with EMS. Right now, if we're out on an EMS call, we get a second one. If we don't have the manpower to man our second ambulance, we're going to say mutual aid that call out to Sheffield Township or Sheffield Village Fire. And that's how that works. And it's the same in reverse. There are many times when they're calling us. Last night, we had a perfect trifecta. Sheffield Township called us for mutual aid, so we went there to handle their EMS call. We had one. We wound up calling Sheffield Village into Elyria Township to handle our call. And you have to have those agreements in place or things aren't going to get handled.